Hundreds of volunteers across central North Carolina are part of a community initiative called the Haw River Watch program. For more than two decades, the program has collected over 2,000 data points across almost 300 sites in the area. The information is available online and is also submitted to the state. WUNC's environment reporter Celeste Gracia recently joined a River Watch training where volunteers learned how to monitor the health of the water.
If we're ready, the trail starts over there.
It's a sunny, cool morning at New Hope Bottomlands Trail in Durham. Caitlin Elliott leads about 20 people, ranging from a retired couple to a PhD student at UNC Chapel Hill. Elliott is the water quality program manager at the Haw River Assembly, an environmental nonprofit based in Chatham County. It's a brisk 10-minute walk to a quiet section of New Hope Creek. Elliott gives everyone a survey sheet to fill out.
Did everyone get a sheet?
She explains all the different information river watchers need to gather. Things like date and location, air temperature, and the pH level of the water.
Okay, so next we're going to talk about the macroinvertebrates. So this is the really, really fun part where we're going to get into the stream and look for them. But first I'm going to pass around another sheet that will help us with identification.
Some of these small organisms are more tolerant to pollution, while others are more sensitive. Depending on which ones volunteers find, that helps determine how healthy or polluted the water is. Elliott tells the group to focus on looking in piles of leaves.
So what you can do is you just pick them up and you flip through them to see if there's anything moving. I already found one.
And with that, the real fun begins. The group spreads out across the water and starts hunting for these tiny critters like stoneflies and crayfish. Corey Reeves, an intern with the Haw River Assembly, quickly finds a mayfly.
Yep, little mayfly here.
Oh.
Yeah, you see how it has a three kind of like tail? So yeah.
But it's so small.
It is, yeah. But it's just...
The mayfly is about the size of his pinky nail. He tries again, sticking his net into the water and moving his legs around to kick up dirt and any possible organisms.
That was pretty bad. I didn't get too much in there, but...
No such luck. Nearby, Julia Soplop's 9-year-old daughter, Piper, is poking her net under some logs.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of dirt. Ooh, is that a clammy?
Soplop is here with Piper and her two other daughters, 13-year-old Nora and 15-year-old Cricket. She says her family lives around the Haw River near Bynum in Chatham County.
And so we spend a lot of time hiking and we do some kayaking, and we thought that it was about time that we did something to help the health of the river. So we thought this would be a really neat experience and something that they could understand and really help them connect to the ecosystem.
The data that volunteers like Soplop and her daughters collect is used by state officials to evaluate water quality trends or to indicate where more monitoring is needed. Elliott, the water quality program manager leading the training, regroups everyone after about 30 minutes of looking around.
So if anyone has an ID sheet, we can just start from the beginning and we'll see what we found.
The most exciting discovery?
There's one more macroinvertebrate that we found that isn't on the sheet. It's this little freshwater shrimp.
Beautiful.
After identifying all the macroinvertebrates, the group gets ready to hike back to the parking lot. But first, environmental educator Jessica Black thanks everyone for coming.
This is y'all's Saturday, and the commitment to doing this, and it does make a difference. It gives us red flags whenever things are going on in areas, and so y'all are very valuable, and what y'all are doing is very valuable.
Now that these volunteers have been trained, they'll join existing teams or make new ones to keep a careful watch on the river. Celeste Gracia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.